dengar dari jauh. Ada dari jauh, tom 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 tom, dengar dari jauh. Ini kita punya mau, ha hai. Kom sudah tahu, ada di tanaman kah, hehe. Yang coba saja tipu.
Nikmat apa kita hidup di NTT?
Alfred Garde featuring Pax Group with Ikan Naik di Pantai. The literal translation from the title is about the fish is going out from the sea or going to the beach, which means that it's not like the fish comes out from the ocean by themselves, but instead it's talking about the fishermen who came with the fishes that it just caught. And in the song itself, listener, in general, it's about how happy and how enjoyable it is to be living in East Nusa Tenggara. And in there, they also mention one of their main beverage called Moke. Moke itself is made from a distilled liquid coming from the flower or the fruits of lontar palm, which is a type of palm available in Flores and also in East Nusa Tenggara. And this beverage is very important. Although it is distilled, people claim it has no alcohol at all. And this beverage is a symbol that you are open to someone, or maybe if someone give it to you, it means that they accept you. So it's a kind of social beverage that is always necessary to be made available in East Nusa Tenggara. So people are usually being served Moke to know that they have a good and open relationship. And more from Indonesia is coming up next on station on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Siap? 1, 2, 3, Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku.
Dan aku pun berharap semoga kita tak berpisah dan tak maafkan kesalahan.
mudahnya.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasihku, kau telah membuatku berangan jauh ke awan. Ku terbang karena terpesona olehmu yang cantik rupawan. Oh, walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menjemput mentari.
Was a song by Run entitled Ratu Lebah or the Queen Bee. The song is about a man saying to a girl that if you are the queen bee, let me be the king of the bees. AKA they want to be he proposed to be together with them as an equal partner, and that's what Indonesia is doing with our friend countries, and especially recently we are strengthening partnership between our country with Vietnam. And here, listener, during a meeting with the Secretary General of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lim, President Prabowo Subianto called for this one, and also elevating the partnership into a comprehensive strategic partnership. And here too, listener, Prabowo noted that enhancing cooperation would further strengthen the ties between the two countries, which were established back in 1950. 1955. And while addressing the Vietnamese delegation, he emphasized that the two countries share similarities and in history and values, especially in the struggles to defend independence and sovereignty against colonialism and imperialism. By the way, as reported by underrange.com, the two countries, Indonesia and Vietnam, also share one common vision, which is achieving the status of a developed nation by 2045. And of course, a cooperation to reach this is expected. And more from Indonesia is coming up next. The song is The Upstairs, entitled Matraman, came from, well, people mocking someone to in having a long distance relationship, but finally it become an idea for this song. Here is once again Matraman by The Upstairs. While we are playing you a song about long distance relationships, so why don't we get closer? You can get closer to us through WhatsApp number. Our WhatsApp number is +62 821 2381 2130. We'll be waiting for your messages only for Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, kota kembang.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dirimu,
jiwa yang tenang, jangan sekali-kali kamu mencoba jadi Tuhan dengan mengadili dan menghakimi. Bahwasanya kamu memang tak punya daya dan upaya serta kekuatan untuk menentukan kebenaran yang sejati. Bukankah kita memang...
It was Dewa with Love, Kar Cinta, or the Soldier of Love, a song emphasizing that we need to focus on love towards each other with all the differences without any hate. And upcoming next is a story about Galunggung, the mount. Well, honestly, quite high. I hiked there, but there's a story about the mount itself. So stay tuned. And it was a Peace Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif. Bahkan
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted that.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal.
But mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is
anjur,
produced from galunggung water
mana is premium. Ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America, and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Sayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as taught by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, ton. It was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Fillet, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Oh, Papa memang harus begini, sering bikin sakit hati.
Papa gak pulang, baby. Papa gak bawa uang, baby.
Papa mungkin seminggu di Bali, nyari panggung sana sini.
Papa gak pulang, baby. Papa gak bawa uang, baby.
Papa gak pulang.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. On this edition of Music Corner, I will introduce you some langgam titled Bawa Dia Kembali, sung by Oki Kumala, accompanied by Remember Entertainment Keroncong Group. The song, popularized by Mahalini Raharja, was written by Andrew Darmoko and released in 2015. The song is part of the Fabula album that Mahalini launched in 2021. The song tells a story of love story filled with longing and regret. The singer expresses her deep longing for her lover who has left her. The song invites listeners to reflect on the meaning of love and how to cherish the people we love before they leave. Well, listener, here is Oki Kumala accompanied by Remember Entertainment with the song Bawa Dia Kembali.
Listener, here's the news. The Ministry of Creative Economy supports the implementation of Free Nutritious Meal Program by providing cooking training and developing locally based menus. The detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Harsha emphasized the importance of cooperation between the Ministry of Creative Economy and the National Nutrition Agency in strengthening the creative economy sector. This was conveyed by Rifki during a meeting with the agency in Jakarta Monday. Rifki stated that his ministry is ready to collaborate on the free nutritious meal program, especially in cooking training and developing local-based menus. In addition, the Ministry of Creative Economy will provide professional chefs to train cooks involved in the program.
Kami juga sangat dekat dengan asosiasi kuliner termasuk juru master chef, juru masak, ada yang kerjasama dengan MNC, ada yang kerjasama dengan yang lain. Tapi di sini kalau memang dibutuhkan pelatihan juru masak untuk keragaman serta variasi masakan pada posko masak, mungkin itu juga kami bisa mendukung.
Meanwhile, the head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, welcome this collaboration. He considers that the collaboration with the Ministry of Creative Economy will open up opportunities for training cooks and developing local-based menus, which contribute to creating delicious and nutritious food. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar revealed his prediction regarding the date of Idul Fitr of this year. He estimated the Eid to fall on March 31st, 2025. During a press conference for the Joint Sectoral Coordination Meeting for 2025 Idul Fitri Operation, Minister Nasaruddin said his prediction indicates the possibility of Idul Fitri being celebrated simultaneously with other Islamic organizations such as Muhammadiyah. Meanwhile, for the upcoming Idul Fitri, he also proposed a plan to utilize mosques around the homecoming route as a 24-hour alternative post for homecomers of Idul Fitri this year. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, a little bit change in the vibe. In the next 1 hour, we'll be bringing you a rather jazzy swing vibes coming from Indonesia. The first one by The Rock with a song titled Rahasia Perempuan or Women's Secret. So, stay tuned on Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Ada satu bagian pada perempuan yang sangatlah peka bila disentuh oleh lelaki. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Karena bagian itu hanya untuk lelaki yang cukup umur. Karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Dengan sangat hati-hati bila ingin rebut, karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau?